Hundreds of thousands of people in the Czech Republic have been bombarded in recent weeks by fraudulent emails in what is the biggest attempted internet fraud scam in the country's history. The emails purport to be from the country's biggest bank, Česká spořitelna, and ask for clients' account and credit card details. The campaign has been so unrelenting that many Czechs have learnt a new word, phishing, starting with PH, that is, not F, the name given to this form of scam. Ruth Frankova talked to Česká spořitelna spokeswoman Klára Gajdušková and started by asking whether the bank has had any previous experience with this kind of internet crime.
Phishing attacks are not new in its origin. The Czech Republic has witnessed the phishing emails on similar campaigns several years ago, but not that massively as we are seeing today. And Česká spořitelna itself is in the first time in that massive attack being a victim of these emails. What is important to say is that we never communicate with our clients about such important issues as security is, personal ID numbers, numbers from cards, PIN codes or any other identity codes by email.
How long has this attack been going on?
We received the first emails at the beginning of this year, on the 6th of January, but the massive attack, what we see now, goes back to 4th of March, and we still see the wave culminating. It's not being over yet.
Is there any way that you could stop it, you as Česká spořitelna?
No, frankly speaking, there is no way how we can stop it. Many clients are very disappointed by getting the emails which pretend to be sent by us. And the only thing we can tell them is, we apologize, it's not our fault. Please make sure you do not respond to these emails. The experiences from abroad show that these waves of phishing emails and spam emails usually come and leave. It's quite interesting that the damages that were caused to clients who responded to the emails were really minor. So far, only 34 clients really gave out their data from their credit or debit cards, which is a small number compared to hundreds of thousands of emails or perhaps even millions of emails that have been sent, pretending they are sent on behalf of our bank.
You were talking about your clients being disappointed. You must have been flooded in the past weeks by phone calls.
Yes, that's exactly the case. Our client interaction center is receiving several thousands of emails every day. What we did is, and what we think is basically the only efficient way how to tackle these things, is a massive information campaign.
What measures have you taken since your clients first received these emails?
We have filed series of complaints to the police, and we provide any help they need in finding out who is behind that. But involving the police is the last step. What is more important is the prevention and information to the general public about these problems.
Why do you think that it was Česká spořitelna that was chosen as a target?
I think the reason is that we have the largest number of clients in the country. We have also the largest number of clients using our internet banking services. So the probability that somebody who receives these faked emails is a client of Česká spořitelna is pretty high compared to other banks who have just several thousands of clients.
Česká spořitelna spokeswoman Klára Gajdušková talking there to my colleague Ruth Franková.